Welcome to the Grow Till You Glow podcast. I am Georgia, your host, a mindset mentor and coach, a podcast manager, and a leader for women that want more. This space is for the women that want to develop their mind, elevate their lives, and claim their desires, all while prioritizing their mental and physical health. I am so grateful to have you here. Let's get into the show. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening today. I am jumping in your ears really quickly this morning to have a quick chat about something that I have been experiencing over this past week. And I want to share this just for anyone that is feeling a little bit the same. It's not something that I usually talk about. It's not something that comes up super often for me, but I think it is a really important conversation to have. So you might have seen on my Instagram stories, I think it was Monday, it was posted. I was talking about how over the weekend I had a little bit of a mental breakdown in my cupboard, one of those. And it all started on the Friday. No, it was the night before. I had an event on Friday and it was a bit more of a fancy event. It was a business event. And as a lot of you know, I work from home most days and my part-time job is assistant manager of a gym. So I'm in gym clothes pretty much 24/7. I'm either training at the gym, working at the gym, or I'm at home where I don't need to be very formal at all. No one usually sees me. And the people that do are also fairly casual. So I'm in gym gear a lot. And I had this business networking event that I was invited to, the one that I was telling you about last week on the podcast. And I was really excited for it. I was also really nervous for it because the people that were going to it, I had no idea who was going to be there. I had no idea what kind of crowd I was walking into, how established their businesses would be, all of the things. So I was very, very nervous. And I was trying to pick an outfit and I was in my cupboard pretty much looking through everything. And Will was trying to help me because he could see that I was getting a bit stressed. And I was trying on some pants, some like black long business, I don't know what you call them, like tailored pants, I guess. And I was trying them on and they did not fit. And I had worn them only a few months prior and I was like, what is going on? Like, why am I all of a sudden not fitting these pants? And he's like, babe, you know, like you're probably bloated, like you just had dinner, it's the end of the day, it'll be fine. I tried on my pair of jeans that I always wear and they didn't fit. And I was like, what is going on? Did I like stuff up the washing? Have I gained weight? All of these things. And so I was like, it's fine. I'll just wear a dress. Dresses are easy. And I picked one out and I was like, okay, I'll wear that tomorrow. And I didn't try it on. So the next morning I was getting ready and I put the dress on and it didn't fit. It was so tight and I don't remember it being that tight. I don't think it was meant to be that tight. I honestly can't remember the last time I wore it. And it was just breakdown central. I didn't have time to break down. So it was all kind of internalized. I picked a nice flowy dress. Lucky I could find one because as I'm saying, I only really wear gym clothes and my business attire in my wardrobe is not really there. So I picked a easy dress, a nice flowy one, and it was all well and good. Then on Sunday, I was going to the beach with one of my really good friends and we were going to the gym before. So I was trying to like pack a bit of a bag to get something to wear over my togs. And same thing happened again. I was like, nothing is going to look good. Nothing really fits me well. Like I just don't vibe with anything that I've got. And I've just got nothing that's like up to date that I know is perfect that I could just throw on. And I just burst into tears. It was like one of those ones where I was like super frustrated. I was like going around the house, couldn't find anything. And then Will was like, are you okay? And I just like burst into tears. And I think it makes me laugh now because like it's so dramatic, but it is a really hard thing to deal with in the moment. And that's why I want to record this just in case anyone has been feeling the same. I am someone that doesn't focus like my spending on things like clothes. And I don't know if that sounds silly, but I just have no interest from a really young age. I hated going shopping. My mum and sister would absolutely love it. And I would be the one sitting outside with my dad, like sitting on the random shopping center chairs, because I just did not like shopping. I didn't really care. And that's pretty much how I am now. So I never really think to buy clothes just to kind of have there so that my wardrobe kind of stays up to date. It stays up to, you know, wherever like my body is at that time. It's just never updated. And it always gets to around Christmas where I'll kind of do, you know, buy a couple of pieces because we usually go away or something like that. But that's kind of the only time that I'll usually jump on and try to find something. And even then, it's always in a rush. I'm always a bit flustered. And it's just never a nice experience. So I was like, okay, we need to get to the bottom of this, because as anyone, and just a trigger warning here, if eating disorders and conversations about eating disorders trigger you, just skip through this part or turn off this episode now, because I'm just going to chat about it really quickly, just in the terms of how we talk to ourselves long term after we experience eating disordered patterns. So as many of you know, and if you don't know this, just head back to my very first episode. I think I talk about it in there. But I used to over-exercise and under-eat quite often, especially when I was working full-time in the fitness industry. And that led to many cycles of binge eating. So I would really under-eat and not listen to my body and just keep pushing through because I thought that's what I needed to do. And then I would end up going through, it was usually like on the weekend when I wasn't really seeing anyone, and I didn't have much to do, and I would just end up waking up in the middle of the night and going through the entire house. And I can't remember if, no, I wasn't saying it on this podcast. I said this in an interview that I did with my mentor, Sam Daly, on her show. I was saying that I feel like there's two groups of people, right? You're either an ingredients person or you're like a snack, like pre-made or like meal kind of person. And I grew up in like an ingredients household. So like my snacks were like chocolate chips, like baking chocolate chips, and like random, or like cashews, like random stuff like that, right? I feel like you either come from one or the other. And so that kind of transferred over into my adult life. So when I would binge eat, the things that I would eat would be the most insane things, because it would be like half a jar of peanut butter. It'd be like a whole jar of cashews. I would be literally trying to find anything. It'd be plain oats because I had nothing else that I could put on top of it. So like all of this random stuff, and it would make me feel so sick, as you could imagine, because it was like so much of one thing that I would just feel physically ill. And then because I felt so sick, I would just do it all over again in hopes that I would just like shred the weight and just like, you know, make it go away kind of thing. But obviously that just led to another cycle. So over the years, I have slowly gotten out of that. But what that means is that I have gained quite a bit of weight from where I was back then. And I am so much happier. I feel so much more content. I have so much more brain power. I have so much more space to think, to learn, to grow, to focus on things that I actually want to focus on instead of hyper-focusing on those certain things. But I think what still comes along with that is a little mean girl in the back of your head going, should you be eating that? You've gained weight. Should we jump back on what we used to be doing? Because we know it worked. You were super lean. You were super fit. All of these things. And that kind of nagging voice, when you're at your most vulnerable, that's when it comes up, right? So when you're having a mental breakdown and you look at yourself in the mirror, that's when all of the voices start coming back. And I have grown and learned so much now, especially through all of my study and all of the work that I've done with clients, to know that that is not the way. That is not the way to do it. We're not going to go and restrict ourselves now. We're not going to go and, you know, not eat for the rest of the day. I'm not going to say no to going out for dinner with Will. I'm not going to say no to my best friend that said we were going to get snacks to go to the beach. I'm not going to say no to any of that. I'm not going to undereat. I'm not going to go and smash myself in the gym just because that mean girl is talking to me. But I think while we can sometimes have that strength to go, no, that I'm not kind of buying into that, it doesn't mean that it's not there. We can't control the thoughts and the feelings that we experience. If I've said this analogy many times on the podcast, but think of your brain like a sky, and we don't ask for different forms of weather to come and go, and we can't control when they come and go. But we just have to withstand it, and then they'll eventually be blue sky again. So what I started thinking about was, okay, so once upon a time, I would have lent into going to the gym that afternoon, working out because I absolutely hated my body. I would have starved myself. I would have put myself back into that cycle. And I thought, okay, so that is one way to do it, but we know that doesn't work. And that is not what our values are anymore. My values are balanced, authenticity, all of the things, and kindness, which means kindness to myself as well as others. So that's not going to align with my values. What will align with my values is having a look into what I can change that's going to make me feel more comfortable, more empowered, happier every single time I walk into my cupboard, knowing that I'm addressing how I look, how I feel, and dressing myself to fit those aspects, right? So I sat down and was like, okay, now's the time. I need to start having a look at my cupboard. I need to buy some new pieces. I'm going to go up a size. I'm going to get them a little bit bigger than what I think, because I think what happens a lot with me is my body dysmorphia will go, okay, well, you used to be that size, so we can get back to that size. So if something's a little bit too small, maybe we'll get there one day and we can squeeze into it, right? But let's face it, I'm not dressing my 18-year-old self anymore. My 18-year-old self is completely different to my 21-year-old self. So let's buy a new set of clothing that can work for my 21-year-old self, that suits her stage of life, that's going to make her feel comfortable and confident. Because what happens a lot with me, and the reason why I constantly turn to gym gear, is because it's stretchy, it's oversized. Well, it can be oversized. It's very easy. You don't have to iron it. All of these things go into my thought process when picking an outfit. And because it's so comfortable for me, that's what I'll go to instead of sitting in an uncomfortable pair of jeans or an uncomfortable pair of denim shorts, whatever it is. So I was like, I need to buy pieces that I'm going to feel completely comfortable in. So I decided I was going to upsize what I thought that my actual size is, just so that I've got an extra level of comfort on those days that I'm feeling a little bit extra bloated, on those days where I might be on my period, whatever it is, right? So I'm going to upsize. I'm also going to look at pieces that can be used, I think it's called, and like, please correct me if I'm wrong, like, I think it's called a capsule wardrobe. Is that where you go and like, you get a few staples that can be used like a million times over in a million different combinations? If that's completely wrong, like, feel free to let me know on my Instagram. But that's kind of what I was thinking about. And I ended up scrolling on TikTok a little bit the other day, and randomly this girl popped up, and it turns out I had saved one of her TikToks before, but she had a Reliable Pieces series, and on there she was just going like, you're not in college. She's from America. She's like, you're not in college anymore. You need to start dressing for your age, your life stage, all of that kind of stuff. So she's taking you through the pieces that she thinks are like most reliable that you should just have in your cupboard. And so I had, like, I watched through that whole series and I picked out the things that I really liked. And she has a very similar kind of style to what I really like, kind of casual, kind of like classy, but not too like over the top. I mean, I live on the Sunshine Coast, so like you can't, it's not like people just wear no shoes into like restaurants and random stuff like that. So it's, I don't want to be too fancy, but enough that I can have in there that I can go, okay, I could wear this for dinner with Will. I could go to my business meeting in this. I could go to the movies with a friend, all of the like different options, right? So having just those staples that then I could wear in summer, in winter, all of those things. So I had a good look through them. And the funniest thing happened, actually, because she is in America. She had it all linked in her Amazon storefront. And me being the person that absolutely hates to shop, I was like, perfect. It's all there. I can literally just add to cart and then get it all sent to me in one package. Turns out that Amazon, the pricing was in US dollars, and I got to the checkout and it was like $600 in AUD. And I was like, okay, that's not going to work. So I went over to the Iconic and I had a bit of a look at what they've got. And like the Iconic, we all know, it's got so many different options. So I was just kind of trying to find very similar pieces. And I know that they've got a good returns policy, which is what I'm going to be strict on with this. I'm going to try on all of the pieces and make sure that they fit, that they're comfortable, and that I'm super confident in them. Otherwise, I'm not keeping them, because I have this tendency of going, oh, it kind of works, and then I'll keep it and I'll never end up wearing it. So I'm going to be super strict on that. So I wanted a good returns policy. So I ended up buying a few pieces and I put it on my Instagram stories about kind of what's been going on and what I was experiencing. And I asked you guys if you wanted me to share a little bit more about this. So that's what I'm doing, starting with this podcast episode. And later this week when I get those pieces, I'll share a little bit more about what I got and all of that kind of stuff. But this is your reminder that clothes are meant to fit you, not you're meant to fit into clothes. So if you've got that little mean girl in the back of your head, it's time to realign with those values that we've got. We don't want to go back where we once were. That wasn't a nice place. We're in a much better place now. So let's focus in on the life that we're trying to create instead of our past. Okay? Like I said, imagine all of the things that you could achieve if you weren't constantly focusing on your body, how many times you went to the gym, how long you went to the gym for, what you ate today, how many calories it was, all of the different foods that were in there, if you're going out for dinner, all of the things, right? Imagine how much brain power you would have if all of that was just, it was just how you lived. You just woke up and you ate what you felt like and you moved your body because you loved your body and it felt good for you and it was good for your mental health. All of those things, imagine what you could achieve. So let's take that, take all of our little breakdowns, our inner mean girl, all of that kind of stuff, and let's remember that as we then take action, okay? We want to make sure that we're thinking about what's going on before we just jump into an action. Because what's often going to happen is that mean girl's going to win and we're going to go straight back into our old habits because that's what's our autopilot. That's our default. That's what we know so well. But when we're trying to create a different outcome, we want to act differently. So stop, analyze the situation, see where the problem actually is, because our brain will often try to convince us that it's an us problem. It's not a clothing option, a clothing problem. It's not a, like whatever it is. It's not a age problem. It's us. We haven't been working hard enough. We've let ourselves go. We've been putting too much time into spending time with friends instead of being in the gym. It'll try to convince us all of that kind of stuff, but we know that's not true. We know that that's not benefiting us. So let's try and realize that and then act accordingly to how we want to show up in future. So imagine in that scenario, imagine you're looking at your younger self, your 4-year-old self is standing next to you in the mirror, would you stand there and pick yourself completely apart? Would you stand there and talk shit about your body? Would you stand there and look at your belly and go, this is disgusting, I hate this about myself? Would you let her stand in front of the mirror and say those things about herself? Because she is inside of you. She's hearing all of those things that you're saying. And it's making her weaker and weaker and making your inner girl larger and larger and louder, right? So think about that when you're standing in front of the mirror next time. So to sum all of this up, basically where I am at now is that I've ordered some clothes. I will show you guys if you want to see them. I have done a big clean out of my cupboard and I've been super honest with myself, and I probably will do this in another couple of months. I think I'll do the coat hanger trick where you turn them all a certain way, and then if you feel like if you haven't worn them, they'll still be that same way. I don't know if your mum's ever like, my mum used to tell me to do that all the time. But yeah, she would say like, turn them the opposite way to what you usually put them in. And then when you do the washing and stuff, put them in just the normal way, and you'll be able to see all of the ones that are opposite in your cupboard you haven't touched in the last 6 months, so they can go. So I'm going to do another clean out pretty like in a few months. But this is another thing, because when we talk about like buying a lot of new clothes and all of that kind of stuff brings up a lot of money limiting beliefs for me. Because like I said, it's not something that I am comfortable spending my money on. It's not something that I'm comfortable spending my money on often either. So when I am doing that, a lot of those money beliefs come up. But what I would like you to think of, if that is you as well, think of your wardrobe. If it's bursting at the seams, just like if your calendar is bursting at the seams, and I talk about this all the time, we need to have space for a new thing to come in, right? So when I talk about the calendar, if your calendar is blocked up, but you want to start a side hustle or you want to get a new job that's got a few extra hours in it, how is it going to come into your life if there's no room in your life to take that on? So same mentality when it comes to the cupboard. Use that as a method of manifestation. When we clear out some of our clothes and we declutter and we get clear on what we actually want to be there, the new stuff will be attracted in. So when I spent that money, knowing that I had cleared out all of that negative energy, all of the things that were kind of keeping me back in the past, in my 18-year-old self, all of those things, now I'm creating that space for new stuff to come in. New abundance to flow in, more money to come back in after I've spent some, right? It always comes back tenfold. So by creating that space, we're just opening up that area to allow those new pieces to come in, to allow that money to come back into our bank account tenfold. Because when you think about it, if you're walking into your cupboard and you're feeling disheartened, you're feeling like nothing's working for you, that's the first thing that you feel in the morning. So if we change that, if we create space for new clothes to come in, we spend a little bit more money, whatever it is, we're setting ourselves up for months after that. You're going to walk into your cupboard. You're going to know exactly what you're going to put on. It's going to feel comfortable. You're going to feel confident because it fits you in all the right places. You're going to walk out and you're going to go, that feels good. Right? So that's just setting our energy a little bit higher every single day. Because when we first thing in the morning stand in front of the mirror and we go, nothing's working, nothing's fitting right, I feel disgusting, I feel uncomfortable, that's not setting ourselves up in our higher self. So let's change that, clear out some of that negative energy and create space for the things that are going to make us feel amazing, that are going to build our confidence up, that are going to make us feel empowered when we walk out, that are going to set our vibration high as soon as we start the day and throughout the whole day, because you'll be feeling comfortable, confident, empowered in the things that you're wearing. So I'm going to wrap it up there. I said that I was going to do a short episode and it's getting on now. So I just want to remind you, our clothes are meant to fit us, not we're meant to fit them. So remember that. Remember your younger self, your little four-year-old self. Imagine how you would treat her. Imagine how you would want her to see you talking to yourself. And start clearing out some of that negative energy to create more space for new, amazing, abundant, empowered energy to come back into your life. Okay? Like I said, this isn't something that I usually talk about. I don't often have times where I'm picking my body apart because I know better than that. And as much as we know better, it doesn't mean that it doesn't come up. But usually we can talk ourselves out of it, right? There's sometimes that we just can't, and we end up in a breakdown. And yeah, anyway, so think about all of these things, you guys. If you feel like you're in the same boat, hopefully some of this will help you. If you're listening to this episode now and you really enjoyed it, please share it to your socials. I would love to see a tag. I would love for some other women to be able to hear this episode, and you guys are such a huge help in spreading the message. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you all have a really beautiful week or weekend whenever you are listening to this, and I will be in your ears next Friday. Bye, you guys.